A mostly freshman squad of powerlifters will compete for the Wildcats at a Lindale meet this Saturday. We get more information from Wildcats powerlifting coach Jeremy Offutt.
We're getting ready to head down to Lindale. We'll be leaving probably about 6:15 in the morning and going down there. And I mean, we've got a whole brand new crew, so we've got to figure out who we are, what we can do, and all that kind of stuff. So this meet's going to be more like practice than anything else, just to kind of figure out where we're at.
Yeah. So this will be a bunch of new lifters mostly for this first meet.
Let me count freshmen for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 freshmen on a team of 11.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be pretty interesting to see where these kids are at. And I mean, they're going to go compete hard, and we'll figure out where they're at. And I mean, the great thing about powerlifting is you get better every single meet you go to. Mm-hmm. Some guys can jump, make big jumps. Some guys don't make those early. Some guys do. And I mean, it's just kind of, it's a very interesting process. We'll see what happens.
Any veteran lifters, those other four guys that you're familiar with?
There's a couple of kids. I mean, Alex Gamez, mm-hmm. I mean, he's been with us, and he's kind of been right on the verge of competing to go to regional and stuff like that for the last couple of years. But he's also climbed to another weight class, so we'll kind of see where he fits into that one. I've had a couple kids, Leighton Pace, Brandon Foster, both those kids have lifted before. They didn't last year, but they did the year before that. And then Jesse Ortiz, I mean, he's on the team, but he's not going to be going this weekend because he's had some issues with his back right now. It's kind of a painful deal, so we're just going to kind of sit back on that thing and just wait and see. Hopefully it gets better.
Now, I know it seemed like your team is always a work in progress because it seemed like you're constantly recruiting. You can see some guys lifting weights or something. It seemed like you're working on them for powerlifting. I'm sure you'll be doing some of that.
Always, but I think we've got a pretty good group already recruited. We have a bunch of names right now, but, I mean, like I said, there's a list of 5 guys that aren't going to this meet or 6 guys that aren't going to this meet. So, and some of those are good lifters like Galarza and Ibarra, guys who have been with us.
Yeah.
Well, Scotty's playing in a soccer tournament. Ibarra's having some stuff that he's having to do. So, I mean, we'll get some guys. We'll put together a competitive team and see where it goes.
By the end of the process, hopefully, you know, your best guys are out there and, you know, trying to qualify for regional and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, that's the hope. We'll see where it goes. Like I said, I have no idea where these kids are going to fit. Every year is different.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, I've got a pretty good idea what weight class they're going to be in, but there's no telling. They step on the scale tomorrow morning. I mean, they may be under, they may be over. I mean, this is just get your feet wet and just kind of work and see what happens.
We talked about your recruiting. You've had some incredible luck with people that, you know, you just asked to come, and the next thing you know, they're finishing 5th or, you know, really, you know, lifting great and all this kind of stuff.
The biggest thing with recruiting them is I don't think most of them understand that they're going to be competing against people in their weight class.
Mm-hmm.
They think, okay, powerlifting, I'm not strong enough for that. Well, yeah, you are. If I mean, you're strong for your weight class, and you'll have a chance to compete and have a chance to win. I mean, we had a couple kids last year that finished 2nd and 3rd, maybe one of them 1st, just because they showed up. And they competed well in their class. So it's definitely different. That's what makes it kind of unique, is that the little guys compete against little guys, big guys compete against big guys. It's not like football where you're all out there at the same time, you know.
KSST Sports.